squawking voice that sounded almost familiar. "Wake up! Wake up! She is coming!" "Who's coming? Who's talking?" There was no response. He did not feel any strong sorceress presence. It was a puzzle. Goblin had a good idea who might be coming, though. Not many women were likely to be hunting him here in the middle of the night. He was ready. His little pack was carrying the two books Sleepy most wanted to save. Taking all three was physically impossible. His traps were set. All he had to do was move on into the now empty part of the palace that had been occupied by the Black Company back when its staff and leadership had been quartered there. There were ways to get out unnoticed. He and One Eye had found them in olden times. The trouble was, he had no desire to be on the streets after dark, amulet or no. Soulcatcher gave up most of her sense of touch when she chose to wrap every inch of her body in leather and helmet. She never noted the touch of, or resistance of, the strand of spider silk stretched across the corridor. But she did have a marvelously well-developed sense for personal danger. Before the Gongisha hit the floor, she was moving to defend herself. It was such reflexes that made it possible for creatures like her, her sister Lady, and the Howler to have survived for so long. This time she had the proper controlling spells ready, hung about her, sparkling like spanking new tools. The shadow trapped inside the figurine barely got its bearings before it was attacked itself, seized and constrained, then twisted and crushed down into a whining, seething ball completely enclosed inside one of the protector's gloved hands. A merry young voice called, "You'll have to do better than that!" Soulcatcher continued to move forward, amused by the idea of tossing the shadow back into someone's face. The trail began to grow indistinct, then disorienting. Experimentation showed her the cause was external. The corridor had been strewn with cobwebs of spells, so subtle that even she might not have noticed had she just been hurrying along. "Oh, you clever devils! How long has this been here?" "Ah, a very long time indeed, I see. You were still in favor when you started this. Have you been hiding here all along? I certainly couldn't find you in the city if you never were out there." In another voice entirely, she asked, "What have we here? It smells like somebody very frightened is hiding behind this door. And he didn't even bother to lock it. How stupid does he think I am?" She shoved the door with her toe. A clay gongisha plummeted from its place atop the door. Soulcatcher giggled. She was even quicker to recapture this shadow, which she squeezed down inside her other hand. Then she pushed into the room. There was no one there anymore. That was easy to sense. But there was a curious feel to the place. It demanded an investigation. She generated a small light, stood in place, turned slowly while she read the history of the room for subtle clues. A great deal had happened there. Much of the recent history of the Black Company had been shaped in that room. It retained a strong smell of old fear she identified eventually with the long-dead Taglian court wizard Smoke. All this she debated with herself.